It's time now, as every Monday, we are joined by Blake McDonald from World Health. He joins us once again. Blake, welcome to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Mark. How are you? How's the training going?
Well, it's actually going pretty good. I had to take a week off last week. Ricky was out of town, but it's been going good. I can't complain whatsoever. I'm not out of breath when I run up the stairs anymore.
That's great.
Let's get into it. We're going to get into some eating guidelines, something that I'm really bad at. I'm the first to admit my diet is not the greatest, but it's summer, it's patios, it's festival season, restaurant eating guidelines. First of all, Blake, is there a food that maybe the public consensus is it's healthy, but it's really not that good for you? Like, what is a food that people like to fall back on saying, oh, I'm eating blank, I'm healthy? Is there a food that you should maybe isn't as healthy as people think it is?
You know what? There's a lot of things. You know, it's funny. I kind of cringed when I saw this topic because I always feel like I'm coming on here and I'm telling everyone what not to do in the middle of summer when, you know, people don't have time. And, you know, the reality is it's summer and people are looking to do, you know, people are busy doing things outside or traveling. And it means, you know, they don't really always have time to shop or cook or clean. And so, you know, they're eating out lots and people try and make great choices. Like to your question, you know, man, what choices can I make? So lots of people go to Edo and they think that's a really healthy thing, but they stack, you know, a brick load of white rice on their meal. And, you know, looking at something like white rice, you know, might not actually be the nutrition you're actually looking for. So, there's a ton of those types of foods out there.
Blake McDonald from World Health joins us. A lot of the restaurants have like healthy eating guidelines. I'm sure they're accurate, but could they be more accurate? Are there some of these restaurants, are they maybe cheating on some of their healthy guidelines?
Well, for sure. And actually, it's funny you should bring that up because I was going to kind of go through a few tips today, Mark, that you know, really like to see people making smarter choices when they're going for convenience styles of food rather than, you know, maybe not the less smart choices. So, you know, for example, you know, when you look at that whole piece where restaurants are now being forced to put their calories on, you know, menu boards or on even on inside of brochures, that's a huge trend, and it's been pushed by the industry associations. The Fitness Industry Canada has been lobbying for this for years. In Ontario, it's actually mandatory, and so McDonald's is going to have to put their menu items up there. And so, like, the question is, would you make a better choice if you saw that a strawberry milkshake had 800 calories or, you know, a kale salad from McDonald's has more calories than a Big Mac? You look at some of the meals you get at Milestones or Boston Pizza's, like a Smoky Mountain spaghetti and meatballs. It has almost 2,000 calories. I mean, that's what a lot of people need for their entire day. So, yeah, like that, having those menu boards up or having that information is key. And when you look at, like, what you're looking for is calorie counts, you know, salt content, you know, what macros are in there. And in the reality is if the rule should be, if you can't see what's in it, don't eat it. And that's why prepackaged meals with nutritional info on the packaging you can get from a grocery store or a convenience store, or, you know, somewhere like Fresh Food Foods, typically a better choice. I mean, you know, at least you know what you're eating, right?
Absolutely. Blake McDonald from World Health joins us with it summer. And that it is hard to consciously make that effort to try to eat healthy 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. Is one tip could also be simply not be so hard on yourself that you can't be perfect, to try to be as good as you possibly can for the most time. Does that make sense?
100%. And I mean, that's just it. Like you are not going to be ever in a position where you can eat 100% healthy all the time. And lots of people are busy in the summer. They're traveling, they're out and about and they just don't have the time to do meal prep or, you know, even make it home. And so, you know, it's just about making the right choices. So, you know, a couple of other things to think about: fibrous vegetables. Try and pick meals where, you know, the carbs are coming from vegetables versus starchy foods like breads and sugars and pastas and pastries or even white rice. You know, and it's better to find sort of those slow release carb sources. And so an example that would be, if you're going to Edo again, you might have them, you know, make the meal with just meat and vegetables and leave out the rice or noodles. You know, the other thing is, like, you know, make sure you understand salt content. Unfortunately, in most cases, salt equals taste. So, you know, if you look at something like a Reuben sandwich from the Keg, it has almost 3,500 milligrams of salt. And keep in mind what salt does. It kind of shuts down your metabolic system and turns your fat burning functions into fat storing functions. And it can cause all kinds of other heart problems and other complications down the road as well. So, you know, salt is a big thing to look for. Even what you drink. So you might stop at McDonald's and you get a Big Mac and some fries, but instead of getting a pop to go with it, you know, try thinking about drinking water. So when you look at some of the different beverage options, like juice or even Gatorade or pop, you know, some of those drinks can have between 150 and 400 calories. And, you know, there's this rule out there, don't drink your calories. If you can just drink water with everything, water helps speed up the metabolic process, helps facilitate the digestion of those foods. And, you know, ultimately, you need it anyways. So, you know, that's another good smart tip that if you have to eat out, make sure you're drinking lots of water with it. Even if you're eating junk food, it's going to help you metabolize all the bad stuff that's in it.
So,
the final thing is just watch your portion sizes, right? Like, you know, make sure the portions you're eating, it should never be more than bigger than your two fists put together.
Blake, so you're telling me I should cut back on the Slurpees and coffees that I'm drinking, correct?
Yeah, you know, maybe not so much the Slurpees and coffees, but having the Slurpees and coffees with your Big Mac and fries, probably not the best choice.
I will try to definitely spread those out. Blake, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for this. We're off next Monday, so I'm sure we'll connect that later down the road. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, buddy. Good luck with your training and keep it on track, man.
I will, for sure. Thank you very much. That's Blake McDonald from World Health.